Welcome to Friday. I say that slow because we can savor it. It is Friday. End of another week. And we've got clouds keeping us company here and 66 degrees. And I always look forward to this segment. Terry Anderson in from CHI. St. Francis, their president and CEO. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
I am doing fantastic.
We were discussing reptiles here when you came in and our fear of, things like snakes and toads. And I've got Tom Schmaltz from the zoo cured me of my fear of snakes.
That's what you were saying?
Yeah, and I no longer like fear them. Even garter snakes, I don't mind.
I'm not afraid of, rats or mice or snakes, but you put a frog or a toad in here and I'm on top of the
counter.
I didn't
think you were afraid of anything, the way you tear into things. What are we talking about today? Sports season coming up.
Yeah, we got sports season coming up, and I just wanted to just get a plug in for what St. Francis is offering. You know, you want to gear up for that season.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we have a special going on, and it's $40 an exam, and it's all-inclusive, comprehensive from trusted providers. It is from students to age 24. So college students, you're out there, you need to sneak that in. You can get it in because we have great hours for that. You know, we're open Monday through, actually we're open every day. Monday through Friday, it's 8 to 7:30.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday, it's 9 to 5. If you're in the Milner area, Lisbon, in that area, you can go to the Milner Clinic, which is Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 8 to 4:30. And what the girls do down there at the walk-in clinic, they want to make it a little fun. So they want to, what did they call that? Beat the rush. So when you come in and you get your physical, your name goes in a drawing for a Beats Solo 4 headset. So that's
really
cool. Yeah.
That is very cool. And great wordplay, too.
I know. So I had to get that in there just right.
Man, yeah. I love that. And again, I can't believe we're talking sports season rolling around already.
I mean, I think school starts on the North Dakota side, and like the 20th of August, which is, what, about a week and a half away? Where did summer go? it's just gone.
Yeah, I know.
But and college football starting and all those sports.
Well, and it's great, too, with the change of seasons and new chapters, because that's kind of what you're all about at CHI St. Francis.
Exactly.
Walking through there the other day at my workout, I'm going, geez, I've told you this before. I love the paint job and all the cosmetics that are going on out there. It looks great.
And they just finished. We got the painter in today, and I was gone for a couple days, and I came back, and he's finished now behind the receptionist desk. He two-toned that. Same went with the white color, but he did by that fireplace, like a gray-blue. It's just gorgeous.
Right.
So he's going to make his way to the wellness center. Then he's going to go down the other hall, and he's going to get x-ray and lab, and then go. We're making our way to the hospital side.
Incredible.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing what a fresh coat of paint to a different color just transpires.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working with Carissa, who is our marketer director, on what we should put when you come right through that door. I did have a beautiful crucifix of Jesus that made like out of the willow wood, and I thought that would be beautiful. But our common spirit, which is our, I would call mothership, wants to put a big sign out front that says common spirit. And then when you open the doors, I thought that it's a, for the listening viewers, it is like it's a dented in alcove that goes all the way up to the ceiling with natural light that comes down. So I'm thinking with CHI St. Francis Health, member of Common Spirit, human kindness. So I think that's kind of what we're going with, but I'm going to take it to the aesthetics committee.
Right, absolutely. But you're thinking out ahead of this thing. I love it. Another thing that I love and appreciate what you've done out there so much from the old home and the old hospital is a part of the CHI St. Francis campus out there.
Right.
And when I was a kid, that's basically where I grew up, because my mother, my aunt, the Franciscan nuns did a lot in raising me. I hope I turned out okay.
You turned out absolutely fantastic.
But it's every time I go in there, I look at the stained glass that you brought over from the old chapel, and just everything from the statue out front.
Yep.
That's out there in that beautiful pond. Everything you managed to kind of blend the old with the new, and now with this freshen up, it looks even better.
I know. So. Have you made your way over to long term care?
I haven't.
So the concept of long term care in a lot of nursing homes is to have like town hall. So when you went through the door, you had the cobble streets. You had like a beauty shop with the whatever you call that rolling red and white.
Yes, yes.
You know, outside, and it had, you know, social work area that was, you know, and it had canopies over top. Well, Becky and her team, she's the DON out there, you know, we're just carrying this through. And we had pews as seats to sit in the hallway. We've changed the flooring. They've done painting, brought in new furniture. The residents have been involved in some of the say what needs to be done.
Fantastic.
They watch the work being done. And so, and the cobblestone went out. You know, it's kind of the same stone that you see when you come in the front entry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes it easier for them to get around. And so it's just in with the new and just a fresh.
Let me ask you this huge question, because I've been wanting to ask this the past couple Fridays. What's the end game for you in this? What is the goal here,
so
Terry Anderson?
I was visiting with my boss from Iowa, and he said, he actually told me I should have slowed way down. He said, you didn't listen to me. You came
luck.
Out of the starting gate.
Good luck.
And he goes, so what is it? And I said, well, the first thing is to get everybody engaged. It's amazing the ideas that is coming out of everybody. And it was like, I didn't think we could do that. You know what? No is not in my vocabulary. Actually, I worked in Henniger, North Dakota, and that was in my performance review. No is not in her vocabulary. Sometimes you say no, it just means go faster.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got to set the platform and then just build. What does the community need? Is it bariatric chambers? You know, we send a lot of people from the community to Fargo that have to be in there daily just in case they had a concussion from a sports injury or they're a diabetic with an ulcer. You know, if I can get out in the community and understand what we need, we can grow. I visited with Hannah, the therapist, yesterday, and she's like, she's got dry needling. She finally got all that through. So that started August 1st. And even though they're little intricate things, it's not any extra more work on our end. I mean, it's the work getting it started, but it's one more thing we can offer to the community. And I know there's other entities that have it, but it's building that foot traffic coming through. We have landscape. Maybe some people in the community need an office space. You know, there's dentistry, there's optometry, the sky's the limit, Bill. You know,
right.
It's just like, you know, and you can't go too fast. So, you know, everybody comes along and I ask the employees, are we moving too fast? No, let's just keep going.
Keep moving, yeah,
so
keep the momentum.
We got to master what we're doing. And again, when we get everything into place, then, you know, like I said, you can bring in whatever the community needs.
Right. And that's what you've, you know, from the start, since we've been talking, that's what you've always focused on.
Yep.
Getting out into the community and going, okay, what do we need?
Yep.
And then providing that.
Yep.
And doing it very, very well.
And I will tell you that I, you know, like our x-ray department, it's hard to get x-ray techs. We are full staffed.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many new faces in long-term care and on the acute care side. So that I do believe that when you start building and word of mouth and everything, it's like, hey, you know, what's going on out there? Let's see. So, you know, it's coming to fruition and it does. And sometimes it keeps me up at night. But,
well, and I admit to baiting you on that question because I love hearing your enthusiasm because you're so passionate about what you're doing and you just get cranked up and it's inspiring. It's fun to hear.
Well, thank
you. So congratulations again on all the great changes going on out there and the forward movement.
And I couldn't do it without all the staff out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Terry, always great to have you in here on Friday. Have a great weekend.
You too.
And
thanks, Bill.
We will catch up next Friday. It's 9:31 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The U.S. Grains Council has officially changed its name to the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. The U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand said the name change completed a two-year process.
We hired a market research firm and discussed in depth with our board, with stakeholders, and with our full staff. We've been promoting distillers' grains to overseas markets for 20 years. We have been promoting and developing markets for ethanol for 10 to 11 years in overseas markets. So those two products have been part of our identity and practice, but not in name.